Regarding the story of Prophet Moses, Pharaoh, and the secret believer, the Quran says in chapter 40, verses 23 through 34, "We sent Moses with our signs and with clear authority to Pharaoh, Haman, and Korah. But they said, 'A sorcerer, a liar.' And when he brought them the truth from us, they said, 'Kill the sons of those who believe with him, but spare their women.' But the scheming of the unbelievers is always in error. Pharaoh said, 'Let me kill Moses. Let him call upon his Lord. I am fearful that he will change your religion or cause mischief in the land.' Moses said, 'I take refuge in my Lord and in your Lord from every proud --person who does not believe in the day of reckoning. But one of Pharaoh's people, who was in secret a believer, asked, 'Would you kill a man just because he says, "My Lord is Allah"? He has brought you clear signs from your Lord. If he is lying, let his lie be on his head. But if he is speaking the truth, then at least a part of what he promised you will befall you. Allah does not guide the lying sinner. O my nation, today the kingdom is yours, and you are the masters in the land. But if the might of Allah should come against you, who will help us?' Pharaoh said, 'I only let you see what I see. I guide you to the path of righteousness.' The one who believed said, 'I fear for you the like of the day of the Confederates, my nation, or something similar to the circumstances of the nations of Noah, Ad and Thamud, and those who came after them. Allah does not want to wrong his worshippers. And my nation, I fear for you the day of calling, the day when you will turn in retreat with none to protect you from Allah. He whom Allah leads astray has no guide. Before this, Joseph brought you clear signs, but you continue to be doubtful of what he brought. When he passed away, you said, "Allah will never send another messenger after him." As such, Allah leads astray the sinner, the doubter.